Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today, and I'm super excited to share with you a cool little process and technique that I did first starting off as I was trying to raise my money awareness, create wealth to be able to serve my family and serve those around me. And this was something that was really tough for me. I talk with a lot of people who are very spiritual people who believe in God or a higher power. And I talk to a lot of people who don't and who just believe in, you know, universe. Whatever your belief system is, that's cool. Just take it with every verbiage that you use, whether it's higher power, God, universe, inner heart, whatever it is that you describe what I'm fixing to say. So here's a limitation that happens when people are trying to create wealth. They go out, they have this idea. They enroll into something and they're like, I want to be a coach or a speaker or a network marketer, and I'm going to create residual income, and I'm going to like achieve these goals. And they get into personal development, they get hope, they get excited. And then all of a sudden, reality happens and it becomes tough. And most people on the planet, they give up, they quit, or they continue in their J-O-B, slaving themselves away, hoping that it's like, man, maybe one day I'll have my dreams. So here is a way to get out of that cycle, and it's really powerful. I'm going to invite you that what I'm about to teach, don't just take this for granted. Use it, because if you do, your game is going to change. And I love getting these testimonials from people. They're sending them all the time about how these processors are working. I just had somebody share with me. He's like, hey, from these things you're sharing, I just took my results from 20,000 a month to 120,000 a month. Boom. It's working. And I know why it works, because the principle is true. So here is a cool technique that anybody can do. Now, when I first started off, I really wanted to have my higher power back me up on my mission, on my purpose of what I felt like I wanted to do. So I had an idea, you know, I wanted to serve people, I wanted to help them make money, I wanted to help them in their relationships with each other and their spouse and their family. However, part of me felt bad for trying to make money at it, because it was like, this is so important, I would do it for free. And so I had a prayer, and I actually wrote a letter first. So whether you're spiritual or not, you can do this to the universe, to your heart, whatever it is. I did this to my higher power. And what I did was I wrote a letter to my higher power, and I basically asked him, and I told him, okay, higher power, Heavenly Father, this is what I want to create. This is the message that I feel like you've given me in my heart and my soul that I feel like is so important. And I've seen struggles on the planet. I've seen people failing at their marriages. I've been through so many things that cause pain, and I want to help people change. My dilemma is that I'm wanting to create wealth, but I feel kind of bad about doing so. So I just need your permission, and I need to ask to see if it's according to your will. And if you're aligned with this, then I know you're going to back me, and so you'll put me on course if I ever stray. So in this letter, I continued, and I just asked, is it okay if I make tons of money doing what I love, serving the people, helping them come closer to you, helping them come closer to their families, and helping them create wealth? Is that okay if I make wealth doing this? And I just paused for a moment. And for me, I have to tell, you know, what is, how do I actually recognize an answer? So for me, in my letter, I'll state, so in if it is a yes, I want to feel complete joy and peace with this question. If it's a no, I am going to feel completely angry. I'm going to feel like this is not a good idea. I'm going to feel doubt and fear beyond of my own creation, so that I know it's actually you putting it in there, not me. So I set it up so I'll recognize a yes and a no. And then in this letter, I'll write, and then I'll just wait. And then by the time I'm done, the answer happens. And for me, it was that peace, that excitement. And I got so excited. I was like, holy cow, he backs me up on this. That means if I fail, it's not his fault, it's mine. It means I just lack the skills. So if he's backing me up, then I can't be stopped, which is awesome. He wants me to do this. So getting that permission to where now, if I ever have trouble or if I'm confused, instead of just trying to come up with it myself, I just take it to the boss and I'm like, hey, you know a lot more than I do, and I know you probably know the solutions. So what do I need to do to take this to the next level? Who do I need to become? What are the things that I need to have happen? Who do I need to talk to? What do I need to invest in? And all of a sudden, all these answers come because I'm willing to receive. So if you haven't asked your higher power or the universe or your heart source, whatever it is you want to call it, if it's okay for you to make wealth doing what you love, do it. Because if that person is on your side, you are unstoppable. Then you know that it's not, oh, is this the right or wrong thing? You know it's right. You know if he's in, then it's right. The next thing is then you've got to manage your emotions and your thoughts as you create this wealth, that you've got to practice and refine skills, and you've got to master this. You got to put in time and effort, and he'll back you up. He'll lead you to the people you need to invest with. He'll lead you to the opportunities, and he will help you as long as you know that he's there to help you. So I just want to share this. And go do this. Let me know how this serves you. This was a game changer for me because anytime I had doubt, anytime I had fear, and it comes sometimes, I just remember, he's backing me up. And if he's backing me up, then what am I letting stop me? And it always is my own personal fears. Someone says something or does something that causes me to judge myself. And then I got to remember, who am I going to listen to? Man, or my higher power. Do this and your results will skyrocket. Thanks so much for listening to me today. Tyler Watson and the Impact to Income. Be sure and subscribe to our podcast and put your comments in and let me know how this goes. I love seeing your guys' results. Thank you so much for sharing them. It inspires me, and we will see you on the next show.